Hi, it's Cara Brown, and this is Watercolor Conversations. It's a place where I share my love of watercolor and my seeking, my teaching, my discoveries, the connections I see, and just in general, what it's like to be alive at this time here on planet Earth. I hope that this meets a part of you that's longing to be met. Thanks for being here. Hi, it's Cara. I've been heads down with my book and with life. We've been looking at a lot of houses, thinking about moving, planning on moving rather, and not getting to podcasts. But I received an email from a lovely and beloved woman named Sally who lives in Arizona. And Sally came up here to Northern California several years ago with her mom, because her mom can't be alone, to take a color workshop. And she emailed me saying, where are your podcasts? So that was the sign that I needed to do this. So I actually made an attempt to do it a Thursday morning, the day that I spoke to Sally, but the wind was too distracting. And so I'm going to re-record and see if I can get a podcast up for you. And the post that I wrote that I just kind of did eeny, meeny, miny, mo was one that I called Like Potatoes on Mars. And I wrote it in April of 2016. And it's about the environment in which we make art. And I use this word in the post that I really like, and it's ecosystem, the ecosystem for our creation. And it has never been clearer to me how much this matters and the difference that it makes. I just finished a Color 2 workshop this past weekend, and the feedback that I got and the sense of the energy, the liquid, unnameable stuff in the room, in the air, is exactly this. So I started by saying that I was at this time in 2016 part of a coaching group. Six of us were in the guidance and advice of Lisa Bowles, who's also known as the Soul Mapper. And we all have the intent to be creating our purposeful work in the world. And the weekly meetings that we had at that time, well, first of all, I started writing every week because of that group I was part of, and it was the ecosystem for my work. And a handful of us still, every other week, get on the phone with each other on Wednesday mornings and continue the journey. So it is an ongoing source of support and nourishment in my life. But it was through this group that I started looking at and seeing if I could discern what it is that was going on as we gather to paint together on a regular basis, because it was sort of mysterious. I mean, it started out just very ostensibly as time to paint, time to create, time to learn the skills of watercolor. And what it's come to be is quite a bit more than that. So about a dozen years before I wrote this post, I was in a session with Donna, who is my therapist, but also my spiritual teacher, my guide, my godmother in the very best sense. And she is still in my life. She's been in my life since I was 25. And I spoke to her this morning, in fact. And I was telling her how burnt out I felt, how just done, how just wrung out I was at putting myself on that bus and going into San Francisco to be in the tech world. I said that doing so was like slamming my body up against a concrete wall. A little intense, but that is how done I was. And I said, maybe I'll be a bookkeeper. I do the books for my husband's company. I could do this for other people. And she said, oh, no, 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 no. You are a teacher. And she pointed me to the Coaches Training Institute, thecoaches.com. And it is one of the world's best coach training organizations. And it happened to have been headquartered in San Rafael, California, right near where I live. And so I looked at the curriculum online and I went, oh my God, this is me. I did all of their core curriculum. I did their 10-month-long co-active leadership program. And who you are listening to today is who you are listening to today because largely of my experience with the coaches. I was paralyzed, though, at the end of all that training of the thought of creating practice, a life coaching practice. And what I realize now in retrospect is that I'm kind of a hands-on person. And what I was looking for was something manifest, something more tangible than talking to someone. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that for me, in order for it to feel like my work in the world, we needed to be doing something. And so I was hounded for a year by a woman named Shannon Brown, and I tiptoed out and gathered a group of five artists in September of 2011 to just paint together. And it is clear to me now that both my love of watercolor painting and this life coach that is just in my bones, this one who looks at the whole person in front of me and all aspects of their life pretty much all the time, that these two things have been combined to give me the work that I feel born to do. And that is what has me create this unique, maybe not unique, but particular environment that feeds creative expression, and specifically for watercolor painters. The Friday before I wrote this post was an opening of a solo show of the artwork of Susie Rosenberg, who is one of the artists who was there that very first day in 2011. And she had a show of some of her gorgeous, beautiful, detailed, colorful watercolors. And walking in to see so many of her paintings gathered all in one place was such a thrill for me. And she was beaming. And it was such a celebration of a place that she'd arrived to through her dedication to her work. And she said that I was her inspiration, but for me, the credit is 100% hers. She has inventive, refined, and mature work, and all of the ideas for the things that she painted came through her, and it was her hand on the brush for every square inch of those paintings. But what I saw then and I see now, is that the environment that has come to me to create has supported her evolution as an artist. You know, there's that old saw, you can lead a horse to water. But see, no one can make anyone paint but us. And Susie has dedicated herself to her work. She has painted as much as possible in between the weekly sessions as well. And this has played an enormous part in her development as an artist and the kind of refinement of her voice, her watercolor voice, as well as just the sheer productivity. I mean, the paintings that she has. The year before I wrote this, there was a movie called The Martian with Matt Damon. And I love this scene where he goes into this greenhouse that he's built to find his first sprouted potato plant. See, because he's stranded on Mars and he has to figure out some way to survive. So he starts to grow potatoes and he touches this little plant gently and he says, "Hey there," to the little sprout, the only other living thing on the whole planet. Nothing grows on Mars. So he had to create the right environment, including compost for the soil from packets of his fellow astronauts' poop and water from burning hydrogen so these potatoes could grow. Whether or not the science in this movie is accurate, I'm not sure, but it is a great story about creating an environment that fosters life. For the most part, the normal world, our ordinary world, isn't as inhospitable to creative expression as Mars is to growing plants, but providing an ecosystem for our creative lives does play a part in what we create, which sometimes can have a sizable impact. There are some people who come to paint with me on a regular basis who say that there's no way that they can paint at home, either time-wise or life circumstance-wise, they just aren't able to paint at home, and they don't unless they come and paint in their weekly session. The work that is in us has a life of its own. This impetus, it comes from a mysterious place. And what we paint does too. But just as potatoes won't sprout on Mars without the help of an astronaut botanist, our painting lives thrive when they are fertilized and watered by the structure of a commitment, by the freedom of full permission, and by an enthusiastic rooting section of those who care about us and our work. I'm guessing that when we all gathered in 2011, Susie did not imagine herself standing in a gallery space surrounded by her artwork on the walls for sale. Just as I never imagined that I was heading down the path to my life's work that day. But does the potato sprout know it will grow bushy and tall and create big round roots filled with energy that will sustain others up the food chain? Sometimes we do set out to accomplish specific goals, but sometimes, and I think oftentimes, just putting ourselves where there is enough nourishment, water and sunlight, and we end up having a life created around us that we could not have ever imagined. As an epilogue, I'd like to share that this work that I'm doing on this book would not be possible without the ecosystem that has been created for me by Betsy Graziani Fassbinder, who is my new writing coach. And we have this lovely symbiotic relationship where I'm guiding her on her painting journey, and she's guiding me on my writing journey. I have been wanting to put together this book, my book about what it is to be an artist and learn to paint in watercolor, both, not just the how-to, but the inner part too, the inner journey. For many, many years, some of the notes go back as long as when I was writing these posts, 7 or 8 years, and I would work on it for a little bit, a week or so, and then it would just fall by the wayside, and I wouldn't do it for a very long time, like months or even a year or two. So it's in me now, and I'm cranky when I'm not working on it, and it feels like it is alive in me, like it's incubating in me, and I have to be working on it every little while, or I'm just not well. And I wouldn't be doing this without Betsy and her support and her cajoling and her pushing me in the ways that I need to be pushed and her guiding and her affirming and just her encouragement. I mean, just so much. And I'm so, so grateful. So thank you, Betsy. And thank you to the universe for bringing us together. I feel so blessed by this new arrangement and friendship that we have. So, thanks for being with me today. I really appreciate it. And take care until next time. Bye-bye.